8. We're so not in Smithville anymore. I look around the cottage at all the small furniture. I think about the apple and the woman in disguise, the stepmom in disguise. "You're Snow White?" I ask again. She nods. "The real Snow White?" "I think so, unless there's another Snow White."
"I think you're it," Jonah says.
But I slump back in my tiny chair, the gears of my brain turning. Snow White exists only in a fairy tale. That means that if the Snow White here is the real Snow White, then we, Jonah and I, are also in a... It makes no sense. You don't just fall through a mirror and land in a fairy tale.
"We're in the story," Jonah says. "It's magic."
"But there's no such thing as magic," I say. "Not in the real world."
"Maybe there is."
But, I strain to come up with an argument that will convince him. I mean him.
"You know how you want to be a judge when you grow up?"
Jonah asks, his tone annoyingly calm. "Why, yes, I do know that. What does that have to do with anything?" He shrugs.
"Judges look at the evidence, right?"
I'm silent.
"So look at the evidence," he says.
I don't want to, but I do. I study the girl in front of me. Black hair, pale skin, red lips. Just like in the story. I look around the cottage. Tiny couch, tiny table, tiny chairs. For tiny people. All so just like in the story. I turn to Jonah. "It's really her." I turn back to Snow. "It's really you." I'm staring at Snow White. The real Snow White. I'm in her living room. No wonder she looked so familiar. I used to have a t-shirt with her face on it. And didn't I once dress up as her for Halloween? And wait, she's on my jewelry box. The one on my dresser. She's with some other fairy tale characters, but she's definitely there. And I think she's even wearing the same dress with the puffy skirt and fitted top that she has on now. "Who else would I be?" she asks.
"You're famous!" Jonah cheers. "We've never met anyone famous before!"
Snow blushes. "You mean because I'm a princess?" "Not because of that," I say. "We've heard your story like a million times."
"Really?"
she asks, looking worried.
"From who?"
"Xavier, the huntsman. He said he wouldn't tell anyone."
"From books," Jonah says. "You're even in the movies."
Her forehead wrinkles. "I don't understand. What's a movie?" "It's a story," I say, "with pictures that move." "But I'm right here," she says, "so how can I be in books and movies?" "A very good question." "I don't know," I say, honestly. We're all silent. I'm finding this all confusing, but at the same time, I can't help feeling giddy, because, oh my gosh, how cool is this? I'm standing next to Snow White. I'm in a fairy tale. Snow sighs.
"So you know that my stepmother is trying to kill me?"
"Yeah," Jonah says. "Bummer." "She sent Xavier, her huntsman, to kill me, but he felt bad for me," she says. "He let me run away, but then I got lost in the forest. I walked and ran and walked some more, and finally I came across this cottage, and I was so tired. So I fell asleep on an empty bed, and the next thing I knew, there were 7 little people staring down at me." We hear a rustling outside, and then the door flies open. 1 little man, 2 little men, 3.
"Speaking of whom," Snow says,
"it's really them. The dwarfs!" I yell, and then clamp my hand over my mouth. Am I supposed to use the word dwarf?
"Hello,"
says the guy in the front. He's the tallest of the 7, and possibly the oldest. He has a really loud voice.
"Is something wrong?"
I remove my hand. "I didn't mean to call you a dwarf. What am I supposed to call you?"
I'm Alan, he booms. The guy with all the hair is Bob. The super handsome guy is John. That Stan with the big teeth. Tara has the braid. Enid has pink hair. And Francis has the cane.
Tara, Enid, and Francis? Three of the dwarfs are women? That is not how I remember it. Maybe the story never said if they were women or men, and I just guessed they were men. Oops. And they're definitely not like the dwarfs in the Disney version. No sleepy, happy, or sneezy here.
Hi, says Jonah. Nice to meet you.
Now you know who we are, Alan says. Do you want to tell us who you are?
And why you're in our house?
Stan asks.
Talk,
says Frances, slitting her eyes and lifting her cane to point it at us. My heart skips a beat. The dwarfs are kind of scary. I push Jonah behind me to protect him. He pushes my arm out of the way.
I'm Jonah, he exclaims, and this is awesome!
Bob pulls on his beard.
Snow, we told you not to let anyone in the house when we're not home.
He really does have a lot of hair. Beard hair, mustache hair, head hair, and chest hair peeking out of his shirt.
Didn't you learn anything from the last two times you answered the door?
I know, Snow says, but they're just lost kids. Yes, I say, we're just lost kids. Don't hurt us. Alan shakes his head.
But why do you keep talking to strangers?
A stranger is a friend you haven't met yet, Snow says, and then gets a sad look in her eyes. That's what my father used to say.
We're harmless, I promise as I raise my arms to prove I'm weaponless. We'd never hurt anyone.
Snow nods. They saved me from my stepmother. She came back. She tried to give me a poisoned apple, but they stopped her.
Wow, says Enid. She runs her hand through her pink hair.
Frances puts down her cane. Tara tugs on her braid. Bob tugs on his beard. John continues to look handsome. Alan nods.
I guess we owe you a thank you.
Thank you,
all the dwarfs say together. I flush with pleasure. No problem. Jonah puffs out his chest.
Any time.
How about all the time? Francis grunts. Whenever we leave her alone, her stepmom does something awful. Do you know how hard it is to find someone to clean and cook? Hey, do you guys need a place to stay too?
Cool! Jonah cheers. She's not just a housekeeper, Alan says, glaring at Francis. She's a little sister.
Little? She's twice the size they are. It's kind of sad that a princess has to cook and clean, I say, thinking about the unfairness of it all. I guess you have nowhere else to go.
I don't mind, Snow says. It gives me something to focus on. Otherwise, I'd spend all day thinking about...
Her voice trails off. I know she's had a hard time lately, what with her stepmom trying to kill her and all, so I don't ask for more info. Poor Snow. I turn to my brother.
Jonah, we can't stay. We have to go home. When Mom and Dad wake up, they're going to be worried.
Not that it wouldn't be cool to hang out in a fairy tale for a while. How many people get to hang out with the real Snow White?
But we don't know how to get home, Jonah says.
We should probably head back to the forest, I say. Maybe if we go back to where we started, we'll figure it out. Problem is, do I remember the way back? I should have left breadcrumbs along the path like Gretel. Hey, I wonder if all the fairy tale people know each other.
Do you know Gretel? I ask, sister of Hansel.
Who?
They ask. Never mind. I guess a poor, unwanted girl wouldn't know a princess.
Can you at least stay for dinner? Snow asks.
Yes, Jonah says. I'm starving.
I make the decisions around here, I say. I'm the older one. My stomach growls.
I am kind of hungry. We did do a lot of walking today.
I'm the older, responsible sibling. It's my job to make sure we refuel before setting off on another journey. Plus, outside there are growling animals and stepmoms who want revenge. All right, I say. We can stay.